AP News for this Sunday, June 18th. I'm Jackie Quinn. Violence in some big cities as the Juneteenth holiday begins. In St. Louis, one teen was fatally shot, 9 others injured. Police Chief Robert Tracy on KMOV says they were attending a late-night party in an office building.
Multiple firearms were recovered at the scene, including AR-style rifle pistols as well as a handgun, which is found in the possession of a person of interest who's a juvenile.
The mayor says the city's kids need more to do.
10 of our babies shot downtown and a young life lost. It's every parent's worst nightmare.
In Willowbrook, Illinois, just outside Chicago, 22 people were shot at a Juneteenth party. It was taking place in a strip mall parking lot. One person died. It's hot in the South, our Julie Walker reports.
In Louisiana, over 75% of the state is under heat warnings and advisories, says National Weather Service meteorologist Benjamin Schott.
It just feels like wearing a warm, wet blanket. It's almost a little suffocating.
He says temperatures have been in the mid to upper 90s with records broken, but the heat index is past 110.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's meeting with his Chinese counterpart. Both say there are outstanding issues, but China's foreign minister has agreed to visit Washington. Observers say both Ukraine and Russia are suffering heavy casualties as Ukraine tries to wrestle back some of its territory in the southeast.
Desidero esprimere la mia gratitudine a quanti nei giorni del mio ricovero.
Pope Francis, just out of the hospital, has greeted worshipers in St. Peter's Square, resuming his Sunday tradition, thanking supporters for their prayers.
Questa vicinanza umana.
This is AP News. An SNL alum is busted for a crash.
I'm Archie Zaraletta with an entertainment update. Prosecutors in Los Angeles have charged comedian Pete Davidson with misdemeanor reckless driving. Authorities say Davidson crashed into a home on March 4th. His representatives did not return requests for comment. The Grammys are cracking down on huge numbers of people being eligible for trophies because they contributed something to an album. Beyoncé's Renaissance, for example, had 36 producers. The Recording Academy has changed the rules so that a music creator must do at least 20% of the work to be nominated for Album of the Year. The Academy also says only people can win Grammys, no artificial intelligence unless a human creator made meaningful contributions. For just under $3.5 million, you can live in Mick Jagger's house. Realtor.com has listed the home in Lakewood Ranch, Florida, that Jagger shares with his girlfriend, Melanie Hamrick. They bought the home for nearly $2 million in 2020. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.